Tzefania Perek Beis continues after Tzefania Aleph told us about the dreadful destruction and devastation that's about to come to Yehuda because of all the sins that they committed. So now the Navi begs Klal Yisrael, exhorts, encourages Klal Yisrael to do tshuva to prevent that from coming. Unfortunately, as we've heard before, most Nevi'im bat zero and never really manage to influence the people for whom the Nevuah is meant to spare them the terrible suffering that's about to come. But what are you going to do? You got to do you. You do you, as the younger generation says. And it's an interesting metaphor that the Pasuk begins with. Pasuk Aleph, Hiskoshashu Vakoshu. Gather yourselves together. Gather together, Hagoy Lo Nichsaf, nation that has no desire. So gather together what? So either assemble together as a group, gather together, Rashi says, your ma'asim, your deeds, and do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of you. But it's an interesting phrase to use, gather together, Hiskoshashu. We just learned it this past week in Parsha Shemos. L'koshesh kash la'teven, that Klal Yisrael, as slaves of Paro, were sent out to go and gather straw to make bricks, because Paro said, we're not going to supply you anymore, even with the raw material, with the straw that you need, as the base of the mud bricks that you're going to make. And I wonder, the Mefarshim don't talk about it, but the Abarbanel does say it's like straw that gets beaten down and refined. So that's what's going to happen to you unless you mend your ways. But I wonder if we are being compared to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, waiting for a redemption that we don't know when it's ever going to come, and sinful to the point where we were in the 49th level of Tumah, and we were servants of Paro, and we were stuck in the barest kind of existence to eke out as slaves without any real motivation or status of our own. So I wonder if there's a point there. We come from the nation that had to go out and scrabble for straw in Mitzrayim. Then we became a great nation in Yehuda. We had a Beis HaMikdash. We had a Malchus Beis Dovid. And what have we done with it? We squandered it. So it's time for us to start gathering together all of our Maisim Tovim, if we have any. Beis B'terem Led Es Chok, before the decree is born. And Rashi says it was already conceived, but it's not born yet. It hasn't come out yet. It hasn't arrived yet. So before the arrival, like a baby, but in this case, this is Rosemary's baby that nobody wants. Kemotz of our yom, like chaff that passes. The chaff is the waste product of the straw. When you beat out the straw so that the chaff falls away, so that all you're left is the useful part of the grain. Rashi and Targum Yonasan say that like the chaff that passes from before the wind, like dust in the wind, all we are is dust in the wind, and like smoke that comes before the sun, that passes the sun and kind of obscures it. So we're going to be like blown away, like these lighter-than-air objects. So Rashi says there's like a little bit missing from the phrasing of this part of the Nevuah. B'terem lo yavo aleichem. Before lest it not come upon you, meaning it's going to come upon you, charon af Hashem, the fierce anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'terem lo yavo aleichem yom af Hashem. Before the day of Hashem's anger comes upon you, repeated twice, but in a poetic reversal of the phrasing, to tell you that it's coming. The bad news is coming. And get rid of your faults, and get rid of your flaws, and get rid of your averos, because otherwise you're going to get blown away. Gimel Bakshu S. Hashem, seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the answer to everything. So the people of Klal Yisrael, seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kolan ve'haaretz, all you humble of the earth. And it seems like the people who were the most puffed up were the least likely to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have everything going great. Why should they feel like they need to seek out Hashem? If you've remained steadfast in your tzidkus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, In your Anvei Haaretz, keep going with your course of action. Keep going after righteousness and humility even further than you already have. Save your dar. Asher Mishpato Pa'alu. Those of you who executed his judgment, those of you who did the right thing, Bakshu Tzedek, Bakshu Anova, seek out righteousness, seek out humility. Ulai Tisasru V'yom Af Hashem. Maybe you'll be hidden, maybe you'll be concealed. Maybe the trouble will blow by you like chaff and smoke, and you'll survive. Maybe this will spare you from the sword of the enemy. Notice, Radak says, he doesn't tell them they're not going to go into Golos, because that's a done deal. That was decreed already during the days of Menasheh, the king. Dalad ki aza azuva sihiyeh, because Gaza is going to be deserted. So this Aza is the Aza that we're thinking about. Sooner or later, Gaza will be deserted. Halavai right now, but this is, means it's going to be deserted of Jews. The Ashkelon lishmama. Ashkelon will become a wasteland. Ashdod batzaharayim yigarshuha. Ashdod at noon, they will drive her out. The Ekron teyaker. Ekron is going to be uprooted. So many of these are places in modern Israel that we know of. And we're going to be driven out of all of them. Pasuk, hey, hoy, yoshvei chevel hayom goy kareisim. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nations of the Keresim, Kresi Uplesi, the people liable to destruction. This is the Plishtim, who are living on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, the Western Sea, west of Eretz Yisrael. So on the one hand, this could be literal, talking about the Plishtim being destroyed. On the other hand, this is talking about Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael mostly. Divar Hashem Aleichem Kinaan Eretz Plishtim. The word of God is against you, Kinaan, the land of the Plishtim. Maybe that's a reference the Mepharshim don't say, but they say that maybe because we're doing the deeds of the Plishtim and the Kinaanim, we're being bad people. So what happened to them is going to happen to us. Va'avadtich me'en Yoshev, and I will destroy you so that there will not be a single inhabitant. So just like the Shiva Amamin destroyed when Klal Yisrael conquered Eretz Yisrael, so now this is going to happen to you as well.